From American Public Media.
Saturday and the band is playing. Honey, could we ask for more? Whoa, whoa. Coming to you live from Town Hall here on West 43rd Street in New York City. It's the Prairie Home Companion, presented by American Public Media, produced by Prairie Home Productions. Mr. Richard Dworsky here at the piano with the 43rd Street Regular Band here. Mr. Richard Crane on the mandolin and the fiddle. Chris Siebold down there. And Mr. Gene Friesen is joining us back there on the cello. That distinguished man. Our radio acting company with us, Sue Scott, Tim Russell, and our sound effects man, Mr. Fred Newman. Tonight's show is brought to you by Holiday Vacations London and Edinburgh Tour with special host Tim Russell, including airfare from over 100 U.S. cities, holidayvacations.net. And by the Ford Fiesta. It's designed for fun and efficiency. Ford, go further. We have two wonderful guests with us tonight. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Each of them has his and her own Christmas albums out. They've never recorded Christmas albums before. They both love Christmas. I hope we hear some Christmas songs from Mr. Nick Lowe, who's with us tonight. Sing for you. And our good friend who has recently returned from Dresden and recently returned from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, where she rode in the rain on a float surrounded by skaters singing Winter Wonderland. Renee Fleming is here tonight. Oh, oh, I went to New York City way back when I was a kid. Coney Island, Ebbets Field, the Empire State, all the things we did. I remember walking round the town, just my dad and I. The cliffs of light against the night, the long rectangles of dark New York sky. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So good to be here in New York on West 43rd Street. For this fine band. Life is good, people. Life is good. Thanksgiving is over, thank goodness. And we progress. Life progresses. We move forward. We should all be happy. Coffee is much better now than it was back in the day. Take it from me. I drank percolated coffee. Didn't have any idea now. Drip coffee. Coffee is so much better. Milk is not, so I never order latte, but coffee is so much, everything is so much better. Back in the day, there were three kinds of cheese. There was cheddar, there was Swiss, and there was cottage. And now there are hundreds and hundreds, even in your little neighborhood ma and pa grocery store, hundreds of kinds. And it's all cottage cheese now is organic. Back in the day, it was inorganic. It was made from Dacron or something. I don't know. Times Square, the neighborhood that we're in right now, is just so much friendlier and so much better. Some people object to it. I don't care. It just is so much. Down on 42nd Street, even on 42nd Street, which used to be a street of places you would be ashamed to be seen walking in. Now there are beautiful theaters, movie theaters. The Lyric Theater is down there on 42nd, where they're doing On the Town, the Bernstein Comden Green musical of all musicals, On the Town, down there on 42nd Street. Now, to find a place you would be ashamed to be seen walking in, you have to go down to Wall Street, you know. Life is getting better. That's all there is to it. We know so much more today, and things that we always knew to be true are being proven by science. They have proven now that people are smarter and more productive in lousy weather. When it's cold and dark, rainy, snowy, people do better. We've always known this in Minnesota, and now and now in experiment after experiment, it has been proven to be a fact. And those of you in California and Hawaii can now benefit from this research. And now to be in New York, to be here in on West 43rd Street, the street that Joseph Mitchell and A.J. Liebling, James Thurber used to hang out on. Oh, so good. I guess you know I'm from St. Paul. Thought I'd come here every fall. The street that I love most of all is West 43rd. West 43rd, West 43rd. A cool street, so pass the word. Where the heart is always stirred, 43rd, West 43rd. Forward, forward, or backward, tourists moving undeterred, lots of languages are heard on West 43rd. To the east, the Chrysler Tower, symbol of automotive power. Cars move several miles an hour on West 43rd. West lies Broadway, home of musical and play. Few are great and few risque, and most are just okay. Oh, the wonders, where to start? Sidewalk vendors selling art. Lots of hot dogs a la carte on West 43rd. That's right, boys. Be cool. Be cool. Forty-two is deja vu, and 44th is too far north. The New York street that is preferred is West 43rd. Love to be here at Town Hall, Saturday at nightfall. Thank you all that we are heard on West 43rd. Oh. That's where we are, West 43rd Street. 26th and 7th Avenue in Manhattan. Our sound effects man, Mr. Fred Newman, with us tonight. He was planning to take the week off so that he could work the Sands Casino out in Des Moines. He loves singing in lounges. Fred does this.
It's 6 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in, asking for songs by the Beatles and some by Led Zeppelin. And I say, how about some Billy Joel? And they look at me like, who? 'Cause I'm in a joint in downtown Des Moines, and last night was Waterloo.
Yes, Fred had planned to take the show off today, and then it turned out that his replacement that he lined up for us Mr. Newt Friedman just couldn't do anything. He couldn't do a horse whinny. He couldn't do an elk.
Female elk.
An elk is just the basis of most of what we do on this show. It's an iconic beast. He couldn't even do gunshots. Yeah. I mean,
bang, bang.
I could do that when I was 8 years old. So we had to send a chopper down to the casino and pick up Fred. He didn't want to come back, but we brought him back to the town hall commissary, and he had some lunch, and he felt a little better.
For lunch today, we're offering a lobster risotto prepared in a pumpkin broth and lightly seasoned with minced shallots and liquefied leeks with fava beans, leeks, and fresh lemons flown in from Lima, Peru. And if
so he had a little lunch, and now he's a lot better. He just doesn't care for the city that much. He has a place up in Montauk where he docks his trawler, the Georgia Brown, and he likes to go out fishing for grouper out there. Take his crew, they're all Basque fishermen. It's a very happy language, Basque, and very happy being with them, even though he doesn't understand a word of it. He just doesn't care for New York because he lived in poverty here when he came up from Georgia, and he was trying to get into the sound effects business, and he had to live in Hell's Kitchen and in an apartment with three other roommates, and they were all heavy smokers, and they were beer drinkers, and they would stay up late watching old movies on television. And he had to get up early in the morning, so he would sleep on this sofa right there in the room with the TV, and there was a big dog who was a very friendly dog, he was always around, he was trying to sleep on this sofa, which had a loose spring, which came up and hit Fred right in his kidney there, and lying there. It was a first floor apartment, and he could hear car alarms going off. Back when there were car alarms, he would wake up, and then there would be another one, and then there'd be another one.
Step away from the
car. Sirens going by, fire trucks, ambulances. So he'd have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. The alarm would go off, and he would go into the shower. He'd have to chase the cockroaches out of the tub.
Get out of here!
Run the water. It started freezing cold. He couldn't wait for it to turn warm because he had to get to a 7 a.m. audition. So he had to get on the subway there and
stand back from the closing doors, please.
Go down to the studio and do his audition and do his elk. Elk was always his strong point. Sound effects man, and he would do his singing dolphin. And he just couldn't get hired for these jobs. This was back in the days of affirmative action, and usually some young girl would be hired as a sound, and she would do an elk, and right, it was a loon posing as an elk. So he just didn't care for the city. So it took Fred years and years to make his way into the sound effects business based on that elk, that tremendous elk that he does. That's a wapiti.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
That sounds more like a wombat to me. No? Anyway, it took him a long time to get into the business, and all of this time he's been wanting to be a lounge singer. It's his dream, and he almost made it this weekend at the Sands in Des Moines.
Make us a sound, you're the sound effects man. Make us a sound tonight. We're all in the mood for an elephant. And you, maybe you'll do a seagull and fly.
Mr. Fred Nubbin.
Good to have you with us.
Let's come in here with a word from our sponsor in this half hour, the Ketchup Advisory Board.
These are the good years for Barb and me. Thanksgiving was painless. We stayed home. And when we started to feel pangs of guilt about not going to her sister's dinner, we split a sedative left over from a wisdom tooth extraction and forgot all about that and everything else. When the kids called from rehab, we didn't remember who they were, which made for a much more pleasant conversation. It was wonderful. And then the other morning, I found Barb staring at her computer screen. What's wrong?
Oh, Jim. I'm writing our annual Christmas letter, and I can't think of a single thing. I mean, what have we done? We've done nothing.
We have a new big screen TV in the other room that says different, Barb.
Oh, Jim. But this letter's going out to friends and classmates who, you know, go on African safaris and go horseback riding on the Gobi Desert and scuba diving in Bali and touring the vineyards of France and flying off to New Zealand. We haven't gone anywhere.
We've seen National Geographic specials, Barb.
Jim, our lives are just so empty.
Hmm?
We haven't met anybody new and exciting. Well, except for, well.
Except for who?
Oh, nothing. Never. I mean, we haven't learned anything new all here.
We learned that on Black Friday, you have to put away the golden rule. And if you want that toaster broiler with five different settings, you have to be tenacious.
Jim, I mean, there's nothing we can point to except that our fat pants became our regular pants. I mean, other people's kids are getting PhDs in math and science, and ours are dealing with their feelings.
Say that our marriage is deeper and richer and has become biodynamic and electrical and more exciting than we ever could have imagined.
Right. I don't know, Jim. It just depresses me that I can't think of a single wonderful thing to talk about. I mean, nothing.
Hmm?
Except for... Oh, well.
Except for what, Barb?
Nothing.
What is it?
No, it's nothing. This is never mind.
Maybe you're not getting enough ketchup, Barb.
Oh?
Ketchup is filled with natural mellowing agents that help you remember that each life has integrity and meaning, and it isn't a contest.
Sure. Right. Okay.
These are the good times. The holidays are near. Everything is festive at the dark time of the year. Life is flowing like ketchup in your beer.
Ketchup for the good times.
Ketchup, ketchup.
Please welcome to our show, Mr. Nick Lowe.
Lately when I go to steal a kiss, I feel you pulling away. I know something is amiss, but what it is, you won't say. If I've done something to upset you, believe me, that was never my plan. But how can I fix it, standing out here in the cold? I'm a sensitive man. Oh, yes, I am. You don't always have to speak. You can say it with a look, even across a crowded room, darling, I can read it like a book. But other times when there's something on your mind, make it as plain as you can. Don't freeze me, baby, I'm no dinky-doo. I'm a sensitive man. I'm a sensitive man. You can hear that in my song. I'm a sensitive man. Well, first impressions could steer you wrong. Oh, yeah. Sincerely, my one desire is to make you happy again. But I can't begin till you let me back in. I'm a sensitive man. I'm a sensitive man. You can hear that in my soul. I'm a sensitive man. But first impressions, those first impressions, first impressions might well steer you wrong. Oh yeah. Sensitive man.
Out in the cold.
Trying to do good. Sensitive man.
Lieutenant Lowe, you're going to be around New York some in December. You're doing concerts over in Williamsburg and Brooklyn and... And here in the hooray, and there's one person right there who's going to be there.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes, yes. So, what do you want, a Christmas tour?
Yes, doing a little Christmas trip. Yes.
Really?
Just the East Coast and around the lakes. It's the right time to do it.
Not many people who do Christmas tours. There may be a reason for this. Do you stop to think about that?
Well, tis the season to be jolly, Mr. K.
Yes, yes, but people are kind of spent out too, aren't they? No, I don't know. Aren't they busy doing
what after Thanksgiving?
Stuff?
Yeah, I don't really take Thanksgiving into consideration.
Yes, well, there may be some weariness. I wish you well. You're a pioneer.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Your Christmas CD. This is your first.
It is
called
yes.
Quality Street.
Yes.
Where does that name come from?
It's a brand of candies that they have in the UK. No one buys them the rest of the year, but
oh, really?
Yeah, but at Christmas time, everyone buys them, big box of them.
What kind of candy? Hard candy, soft candy?
Toffees, chocolates, marshmallows, eclairs.
These are popular back in the homeland?
They're really popular. I mean,
marshmallow eclairs?
That's what they call them. That's what yes. They got very fancy names. And
I would have thought we would have moved on from that.
Yes, I know. No. They've been... It's, what can I tell you? It's
you
tradition.
Like Christmas. I sense that you like...
I do now, because I've got a little boy who came along... quite late in life, and he's sort of reignited my interest in the thing. But for a while, I used to just hunker down, turn the telly on, and wait until it was over.
I bet he likes the song, then, doesn't he?
I hope he does.
It's a boyish song.
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
When the snowman brings the snow, he might just like to know. He put a great big smile on somebody's face. When you jumped into your bed, pull the covers right over your head. But don't you lock the doors, you know, Santa Claus is on his way. Hey, hey. I wish it could be Christmas every day. When the kids start jumping and the band start pumping away. Oh yes, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Let the bell ring out for Christmas. You're skating in the park, and the storm cloud brings it dark. Why your rosy cheeks are gonna light my merry way. Oh now, Then the frosticles appear, and they've frozen my beard. So we'll sit by the fire and let the heat melt them away, melt them all away.
But I wish it could be Christmas every day.
When the kids start singing and the band begins to play.
Yes, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Let the bell ring out.
All along the Milky Way, I saw my name up on the roof in the snow. If he might stay, he might decide to stay.
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
When the kids start jumping in a new old-fashioned way. Oh yes,
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Let the bells ring out, let the bells ring out, let the bells, ring out for Christmas. Whoa, whoa.
Mr. Nick Lowe, Christmas song for a little boy, wherever he may be. Oh, it's a time when a person of a certain age is almost overwhelmed by memories of Thanksgiving and Christmas long, long ago. Precious memories. Unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me. Precious memories flood my soul. Precious memories of Thanksgiving. Every smell and every sound. Aunts and uncles, sisters and cousins, all the dear ones gather round. And my mother in the kitchen takes the stuffing from the stove. And the pies bake in the oven, smell of cinnamon and cloves. Precious friends and loving neighbors gathered by the radio, and the old songs of my childhood abide with me long, long ago. Sweet the sound, my life. goes on in endless song. Oh, the eerie is rising and the gin is getting low. He was her man and he done her wrong. Keep alive in your window tonight. Your wandering boy is coming home. Just be sure that it's still burning bright. I promise never more to roam. Oh, what a wonderful feeling that in a little while I will be traveling down that last long mile. So keep a light in your window tonight. Your wandering boy is coming home. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious sacred scenes unfold. That's Eugene Friesen back there on the cello. This first half hour brought to you by Powder Melt Biscuits. As always, Powder Melt Biscuits in the big blue box with a picture of the biscuit on the cover, or buy them ready-made in the brown bag with the dark stains that indicate freshness. Powder Melt Biscuits, made from whole wheat, that gives shy persons the strength to get up and do what needs to be done. Tried in powder mill. Has your family tried in powder mill? If your family's tried them all, you know you're satisfied, and they're the real hot item. Powder mill won't work. Renee Fleming coming up in this half hour.
Thank you.
Renee Fleming has been everywhere. She's done everything. And she's grateful for it, too. So here's a little song for Thanksgiving. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Thank God and give him praise for all the crowds of tourists who come on holidays, though they offend the purists. The rural friends and neighbors, all thrilled to come to town, they stare up at skyscrapers and slow the locals down.
Feeling well for a million saints. George and Rosie and Rochelle. To all of them I wish a cup filled to the brim. And for my mom Patricia and for my husband Tim.
For musical comedies, a great dramatic form that avoids most subtleties and dances up a storm. For Bernstein's On the Town and Pippin, which thrilled a lot of us, in Sound of Music and Matilda.
I'm thankful to be real and not just stratospheric, and happy for my deal with great Chicago Lyric. I'm glad opera goes on, I pray it always will, for Tosca and Don Juan and the Barber of Seville.
Thank God for restaurants and the happy hours we've spent to satisfy our wants and tipped 18%. And thanks for GPS and also for iPhones that save us from distress when we are far from home.
Omen. Thanks for Kelly O'Hara and thanks for Susan Stroman. And I'm still singing, kiddo, how lucky can you get? I'll sing The Merry Widow this season at the Met. Oh, may this bout is gone through all our lives be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us and keep us in his grace and guide us when perplexed and free us from all ills in this world and the next.
The next Lemon, short list. Let's bring up our radio acting company.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was the week after Thanksgiving, and I was in New York working security for the opera diva Renata Flambé, who was about to do a worldwide live opera video cast from Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve. I went up to her mansion on Fifth Avenue with its stone turrets and boulders and piazza and the tour buses passing slowly by.
Ladies and gentlemen, on your right, the home of Renata Flambé, the soprano. Below is the dungeon where she kept her tenors.
And I walked up to the front door and I rang the bell. And a dwarf appeared.
I am Miss Flambé's personal dwarf. Dwarf? It's hard for me to say because I like little person better than that. Do you have an appointment or shall I stab you in the ankle?
I'm Guy Noir. I'm security. Miss Flambé's waiting to see me there.
Are you the interior decorator whose coming was foretold to me?
No, I'm a private eye.
Yeah. Well, so you don't know anything about window treatments?
I've never treated a window with anything but respect, so...
Okay. Well, this way.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Watch out for the viper.
The viper? What?
Whoa! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And beware of the mastiff.
What, where? Mastiff.
Okay, here we are.
All right.
Go ahead.
This way?
Yeah, right that way.
Okay.
I'll stay here.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm back here. Keep going.
Oh, Miss Flambé. Yes, the name is Noir. I'm your security guy. Anything you want, just...
I need you to keep the press away. I have a big secret.
Oh, yeah?
My voice is gone. I can't sing a note. See?
What? That's it?
That's all. And this.
Have you seen a doctor?
Oh, she has seen me, Dr. Nikolai Sergeyevich Nikolsonovich. Madam is suffering from crisis of soul and also from consumption.
Consumption?
Consumption of cranberries.
Ooh. I couldn't help myself.
So what's the opera you're singing at Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve?
It's an operetta by Strauss.
Johann?
Lester. Die Biergarten ausgeschloss.
Never heard of that one.
They're paying me $16 million for 3 hours of work.
Wow, but what is it?
It's an operetta. A piece of Viennese strudel with dukes in wigs and ladies in big gowns and bodices and a silly little plot about a conniving landlord and a missing handkerchief. And there's waltzing and fireworks and lippets on our horses, and I only have to sing 4 numbers.
For $16 million?
I know! It's outrageous. And they want to do another one on Valentine's Day.
Well, I think we've got to get you to a throat doctor.
Yes, 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 yes. I am a doctor. I prescribe rest and steam baths and gallons of birch bark tea.
Go to the solarium, Mr. Noir. I'll meet you there.
Yes, ma'am. The solarium was at the other end of the mansion. It was over the drawbridge and past a den of lions. And there was a peasant maiden grinding corn. And there was a thunderstorm. And there were two men dueling with long swords. An enormous flaming torch. And there was a blacksmith. And there was an old gypsy peasant woman who approached me.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Can I trust you with a secret?
Yes, of course.
Now, if you betray me, I will put a curse on you.
What sort of curse?
Well, I will make sure that the Minnesota Twins will not go to the World Series. And the Minnesota Vikings will not go to the Super Bowl for a very, very long time.
Well, I guess I can live with that. I have for years. What's the secret?
Well, my mistress, Madame Flambe, is under the spell of bad management. You must rescue her.
You mean from her manager?
Yes. His name is Heinrich Fleischun Boinkgeschäft.
Boinkgeschäft?
Yes.
Never heard that name before.
Oh, I wish I had never heard it. Mr. Boinkgeschäft was the one who persuaded her to do the commercial for Kiro corn syrup.
Really?
Yes, you've heard it.
I've never heard.
Oh, listen to this, listen to this.
Oh, mio bambino, Kiro corn syrup in a jar.
Oh.
Yes.
Why?
Dreadful. And then...
Who was thinking?
Of course there was the shoe commercial.
Oh, really?
How beautiful are the feet of them in shoes by Jimmy Choo.
Oh, gosh. He talked her into that?
Oh, yes. And then did you hear her commercial for Wesson Oil?
No.
Wesson's warmer, Wesson's warmer. It's purer than canola, as good as olive oil.
Who is this? Who's this man? Heinrich Boint? Shaft?
Well,
she was just about to tell me when a flying dragon came down on her. And she had to fight him off with a pitchfork. And eventually she got the dragon down on the ground. And she opened up a gallon of peanut butter. And she scooped out handfuls of it. And she threw it into his mouth. And dragons are not used to peanut butter. He hated the taste, and he had a peanut allergy, and he couldn't get it off the roof of his mouth. And I think he was sort of relieved when she finally killed him. Anyway. So, peasant woman.
Yes,
who is this Heinrich Fleisch und Boink Geschäft?
Is there a woman in my hair?
I believe you're looking for me.
He was a manager, all right. He carried a small whip, and he flicked it against his riding boots. He wore a monocle in his left eye, and he held the leash of a Rottweiler in his right hand.
I have taken Miss Flambe out of the ranks of opera and brought her to the verge of world domination, Mr. Noir. Her net worth is an estimated $450 million. Thanks to me. And by this time next year, she will be the first soprano to become a billionaire.
A short man stood next to him.
Hello, remember me, Mike Bloomberg? I'm advising Miss Flambe on her investments, and for your information, she's putting everything into blue chip stocks.
Well, I might add that I am her secretary. Thanks to me, she is now the most famous Western woman in China. 1 1/3 billion people are listening to her music, and we are selling T-shirts, DVDs, BVDs, SUVs. You name it, we're selling it. It's huge.
And then, don't forget, also in my country too, Miss Flambe is very, very important. 1 1/4 billion people, and that is not chopped liver, my friend.
No.
I returned to the mansion the next day, and Miss Flambe's voice was back to normal. She'd been given a potion by a witch. And she inhaled the steam.
Oh, breathe, my pretty, breathe.
And she could sing again.
A little more.
Try that now.
No, too much.
All right, again, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you've been cured there, huh?
Yes, but my heart has been broken.
Oh?
I just heard that I've been passed over for the Kennedy Center Honors. They're giving it to Adele instead of me. Why, Adele? What's going on down there in Washington?
Millions of Americans are asking the same question. Miss Flambe, this year's Kennedy Center honorees are Adele, Bjork, Cher, Dion, Enya, Fabian, and Geraldo. Washington is cutting back, so...
Well, when I'm a billionaire, I'll donate a pile of money to them, and they'll rename it the Flambe Center Honors, and people will be brought to Washington to be flambéed.
Happens already in congressional hearings, but... That was Monday. I left her mansion, and I didn't hear from her again until the other day. I was on the uptown B train from 42nd Street.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
People, I want to wish you all a very happy holiday. And if you can find it in your hearts to put some spare change in my cup, I'd be so grateful, and so would my children. If the bleak midwinter frosty wind made moan, all of my investments falling like a stone, I was once a millionaire, and now I am broke. In the bleak midwinter, that is my
Joe. Okay, that's okay.
It's Flambe.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, sorry. What happened to your blue chip stocks?
Ha! They were blue tortilla chips.
Oh.
Worthless now.
And the Biergarten ausgeschlossen?
I never saw a penny. The promoters skipped town.
But your commercial.
They canceled the contracts. I yelled at a child and the video went viral on the internet.
So sorry.
It was my own child, and I've been yelling at her for years. But it didn't matter.
What about China, about India?
Easy come, easy go.
The DVDs, the BVDs, the SUVs.
LOL, ROFLMAO.
So what are you going to do now?
I've been hired to sing on a radio show on Saturday.
What?
A radio show?
I know. Oh. But I'm desperate.
Well, which, which show?
Oh, I forget the name of the Home on the Prairie, oh. I think, something like that.
I thought that ended years ago.
I did too.
Renata?
What?
Renata, marry me. Marry me.
You mean it?
Yeah. I'll take care of you. I'll get you work. I know people.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry?
I'm just not that kind of girl. You know, a diva has her standards, Mr. Noir. One must draw the line.
Okay. Here's $10 for a taxi, okay? Good luck.
Bye. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Nawan, Private Eye.
She's got Kim Russell, Mr. Fred Newman, and Renee Fleming as Renata Flambe. Oh, I don't even know how to talk to you. It's like talking to Superwoman or something. You're just everywhere, everywhere, doing everything. You're singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And
that was fun.
What was that like, singing the anthem and hearing your own voice about a second and a half later? And that must have been
interesting. It's you know, hearing the voice and the delay is really hard, but seeing your face in delay on a huge, you know, mega screen is even more interesting.
I can't even imagine seeing your own face in delay. You must move slower and slower.
You're trying to catch up with it in backwards.
And your heroism on Thanksgiving and the Macy's Parade, riding in a float in the rain, singing Winter Wonderland as skaters are skating below you.
Yes.
This was way beyond the call.
You know, if it was a little more winter and a little less rain, it would probably have been better. But it was exciting to see 3 million people line the streets and be thrilled to be there. But yeah, the hair, you know, it was a bad hair day.
Wow.
Let's just say.
So opera is pretty easy compared to that. I mean, you know, you don't get wet anyway.
That's true. We don't have those kind of elements. We have other elements.
No. So yes. You're off. You're busy. You're doing. Good for you. You're in a rush. You're in a big rush. You know that kid?
I know. It's a crazy a crazy time, you know, but I'm so excited to be here singing this music with this incredible, incredible band. Rich and everyone are so amazing. And I think I should be worried when Renata Flambe, when I'm the alter ego, because Renata Flambe has a real following now. And so thanks to you. This is a Sandy's Denny song, and for me, the holidays are a time of taking stock, of reprioritizing, rethinking what's if we're living the lives we want to live, and this is the perfect gesture in terms of that idea.
Across the purple sky, all the birds are leaving. But how can they know it's time for them to go? Before the winter fire, we'll still be dreaming. Have no thought of time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes? Deserted shore, fickle friends are leaving. But then you know it's time for them to go. but I will still be here. I have no thought of leaving. I do not count the time. And I know it will be so till it's time to go. So come the storms of winter and the birds of spring again. Oh, I do not fear the time.
Brilliant. Brad Meldow arranged that. Super.
Renee's new Christmas album, her new album, is her first Christmas album called Christmas in New York.
Yes, first in, you know, I think you only get one Christmas album, but... you know, I've been a New Yorker for many, many years. I know you've talked a lot about how much you love it here, too. And the holidays are a special time to be here. It's very beautiful. People are incredibly friendly.
New York needs Christmas.
Yeah, it's sort of a check once a year, a sort of friendly check. Yes, we can still do this. This is the Christmas Waltz. Shelley Berg arranged this beautiful, beautiful popular song. It's been around for a long time. Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein.
Frosted window pane. Burning inside the painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas, may your new year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too. Thank you. you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Renee Fleming. She'll be back on the second half of our show. Nick Lowe is with us as well. We're going to pause now to get a brief intermission, let our audience here in New York catch their breath, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to A Prairie Home Companion coming to you live from the Town Hall here on West 43rd Street in New York City. A Prairie Home Companion is made possible by Holiday Vacations, offering the history and scenery of the United Kingdom on a tour to London and Edinburgh with host Tim Russell. Airfare included from over 100 U.S. cities, holidayvacations.net. And by the Ford Fusion, it has available voice-activated technology and efficiency designed to get people talking. Ford, go further. And by Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, made from U.S.-grown fresh apples. Martinelli's has the sparkle of champagne, but without the alcohol. Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, a family tradition since 1868. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving using brain games to calculate baseline scores, compare to global averages, and build a personalized brain training program. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Decca Records, featuring Renee Fleming's Christmas in New York, her first holiday album of nostalgic favorites and new and intimate arrangements, available at iTunes. We are available at our website, prairiehome.org. You can find out about the next Prairie Home Companion cruise through the Eastern Caribbean. You're going to be wanting to go on that right around March 14th through the 21st, leaving Fort Lauderdale on Holland America's MS Westerdam. All the information is right there at prairiehome.org. A Prairie Home Companion is produced by Prairie Home Productions and distributed by American Public Media. Welcome back to the second half of Prairie Home Companion, coming to you from the Town Hall here in New York City. Dr. Webb of Appalachian State University, hello to you from Elisa. Thanks for all you did for me when I was off in China. Hello to Dave and Joan in Pottstown, and Aunt Elle in Mansfield, Sarah, Liam, and the gang all say bonjour, bonjour. Hello to Vince and Anna and Giovanna and Maureen and Victoria. And thanks for hosting Jack last week, say Carol and Jack. Thanks to husband Jeff, who got those tickets for my birthday. I love you, says Elizabeth. Hey, Grandma, no way am I going to Florida for Christmas. Come to New York, come on. I need snow, says Gemma. Mm-mm-mm-mm. A great day in the Big Apple yesterday with our 2-year-old granddaughters, Sydney, Charlotte, at the Big Apple Circus. Oh, I bet that was fun. Hello to Sophie and a wonderful, our wonderful 12-year-old. She came here on her own accord. She came here alone. She got a car service. Hello to Ari and Jillian and John. Happy birthday from Tina, Ted, and Ryan to Grandpa. Jules will be 100 in January. Yeah, 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 yeah. Secret of getting to 100, he says, is get to 99 and then be really, really careful. Hello to Mother Pat and the 6 Gathmans in Boise, Idaho. And a happy 17th birthday to Corey. Love from your mom and dad. Hello to Ivan Kirshner, Middletown, Rhode Island, a fellow geeky engineer. And Eve and Luke and Valerie all here with Dad. Hello to the 200 Scroogies from Utica, New York, from your music. Learn your music. We open in a week, says Peter. He's nervous. I can tell from his handwriting. Hello to husband David. 20 years later, I still can't believe how lucky I am. Hello to the Icelandic delegation who's here tonight. Please broadcast from Reykjavik again. That was memorable, Reykjavik. Mom and Dad wish their son, Second Lieutenant Patrick Revan, a happy Thanksgiving as he is training to be a pilot for the U.S. Air Force. And Judy wishes a happy 30th birthday to Pops Anderson, who's taken to New York like a loon to water, and to my parents, Polly and Daryl, who eloped to Kansas almost 50 years ago. Don't you think it's time to come back to Brooklyn? Peter wishes happy holidays to his colleagues, students at Nassau Community College. Greetings to our 94-year-old mother, Blanche Bush, in Springville, Pennsylvania, from Ian and Alan. And happy anniversary, Sandy and Greg and Ray and Claudia, Joanne and Paul and Barbara and Ted. And Renee Fleming's mom, Patricia, is here. And it's her birthday. It's her birthday, people. You have to sing this very carefully. She was a voice teacher. You know, she was a voice teacher. Let's get on pitch here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope it was good enough. Hello?
Oh, Dwayne, honey.
Oh, hi.
Honey.
Hi, Mom. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, honey, Thanksgiving was 2 days ago now.
No, I know
Thursday.
That.
Right. You know, I was waiting for your call, honey, and it never came.
I know, Mom.
You know, it never came,
right.
Honey. You know, I sat at the table and Hank said, eat for goodness sake, eat some food. And you know what I said to him? I said, Hank, I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls me. Huh?
Mom, that's a line from an old Nichols and May comedy sketch. That's comedy, Mom.
All right. Okay? Well, okay. You go ahead and laugh, honey. I am not laughing. Okay. Huh?
Who came over for Thanksgiving, Mom?
Well, honey, we saved a place for you. That's
okay.
What, huh?
All right. Okay. I'm in New York.
Well,
Mom,
honey,
so.
I realized that, but I thought, well, maybe, you know, by some miracle.
Who was there with you, Mom?
Well, all right. Your father's sister, Sharon, you know, the weepy one.
Right.
You know, with her deadhead boyfriend, Ralph, who sits there like a stone, you
right.
know. And honey, listen, she brought a shrimp casserole. And I tell you, she has never, ever been good at checking expiration dates.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I knew the moment I put a forkful in my mouth that I was headed for the emergency room. Huh?
So what happened, Mom?
Well, Oh, she was complaining that nobody likes her cooking and nothing she makes ever turns out right. So, well, just trying to comfort her a little bit, I just took a second bite.
Uh-huh, and it wasn't good.
Huh? Oh, gosh, I could be dead now, honey. I mean, I almost had to head for the hospital.
So you got food poisoning?
No. I decided by sheer force of will that I would not get food poisoning. Mm-hmm. I mean, honey, I said it over and over again. I will not get food poisoning. I do not want to be bent down over a toilet when my son calls me. Oh. Huh?
So how was the turkey, Mom?
Well, honey, we didn't have turkey this year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I sent your father to pick up the turkey at the store, and he came home with tilapia.
Oh.
Well, I didn't want him to feel bad, so I went ahead with it. But mm-hmm. I don't know, how do you stuff tilapia?
Mm.
I mean, I tried, and it all kind of fell apart, and mm-hmm. I wound up with a fish stew or something. I don't know. You know, your father's okay with anything. I mean, you know him. I mean, I could have served him fish sticks with melted Velveeta, and he'd been happy.
Right.
So anyway, honey, enough about me.
Uh-huh.
What was your Thanksgiving like now?
It was okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, just okay?
I went to a diner on Broadway.
A diner?
Yeah, I mean, I had a turkey dinner special, and, you know, it wasn't bad. They had white meat and dressing and candied yams and cranberry.
Oh, well, honey, well,
and,
who were you with?
It was just me.
But just you?
Yeah.
Well, honey, what about, what's her name? You know, the girl with the red hair.
Colleen, right. She went up to Boston to be with her family.
Well, she didn't take you with her?
We're just friends, Mom.
Honey, listen. Friends don't let friends be alone on Thanksgiving, honey, for mercy's sake.
Fine, Mom, really.
Oh, gosh, my son alone in a diner in New York, eating turkey and dressing in a crowd of homeless drifters.
Mom,
huh?
I don't think they were homeless, okay?
Well, honey, why else would they be in a diner now?
New Yorkers have tiny kitchens. Their kitchens are like closets. Their ovens are about big enough to make a toasted cheese sandwich in.
Well.
I mean, they usually eat out. So anyway, how is Dad?
Oh, he's the same. He's the same. So anyway, how was your writers' conference out there? You tell me all about that now.
Well, we're not called writers anymore, Mom. We're called content providers. Yeah, we write for websites.
Oh.
I'm writing reviews of hotels and restaurants.
Oh, so. But then you get to travel.
No, we write them from looking at pictures. So.
Oh, well, honey, at least you're getting paid to write. Gosh,
well,
I'm so proud of you.
Not exactly what I would call paid. They pay us in paper clips, actually.
Well, honey.
But, you know, I'm meeting people. I'm learning a lot, so that's
well,
great.
Then, you know, honey, I'm happy if you're happy. You know that, right?
Right, sure.
Oh,
right.
Honey, here. Talk to your dad. Now, he is so eager.
Yes.
Talk with you now. Hang on.
All right.
Hank.
Can't do it.
What do you mean you can't? Oh,
can't do it.
All right, I'll bring you the phone. Honey, he is so looking forward to talking to you now.
No.
Hang on, just hang on. Come here, Hank. Take the phone. Just take the phone now. It's okay. Take it.
Yeah. Hi, son.
Hi. Hi, Dad. You okay?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Got a case of the trots from that shrimp hot dish, but. You know, we're better now. So,
okay, that's good.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here enjoying my ginger ale, listening to the radio.
Uh-huh. What's on the radio?
Oh, I don't know, a call-in show or something. I got to get outside, you know. What with that shrimp, I kind of fell behind on that snow shoveling. So.
I thought you hired somebody to do that, Dad.
Yeah, well, I did for a while, but he wasn't getting the edges straight. So, you know how that works out.
You got a lot of sidewalk and driveway to clear off.
Well, you know, it's what gets me out of the house.
Okay.
Yep, shoveling just about all I got left now.
Okay. So. I wouldn't know.
Well, it was good catching up then.
Yeah. You want to hear about New York?
Oh, your mother will fill me in and all.
Okay. All right, Dad. Feel better.
Okay. Bye, son.
Yeah, bye.
What already?
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, give it to me. Dwayne, honey.
Yeah, Mom.
All right, honey, listen, now, if you would like, we could all go have Christmas dinner at a diner. Huh? What do you think, huh? Dinner at the diner. It's got kind of a ring to it. I mean, just you, me, and Dad, right? And we can sit there and we can eat turkey loaf and instant mashed potatoes and cranberry out of a can and a factory-made apple pie, huh? Instead of the home-cooked meals that your mother has been making for the past 37 years. Imagining that they meant something to you, honey. No. We'll just go to a diner.
Mom.
one with an old waitress with a hairnet and paper placemats with advertising on them for auto body shops and funeral homes. Oh.
Mom. Mom, listen, I'll plan on Christmas at home, okay? I'll be there.
Well, only if you want to, honey. I don't want to force you.
No, I'll be there, Mom. I promise.
Oh,
okay?
Well, good, good. Well, then you'll get to meet Candace, honey.
Candace?
Oh, did I not tell you about Candace? Oh, honey, she works at their waste treatment plant. Well, I mean, in the office side, though.
Oh, right.
And she just got divorced. You will love her.
Oh, brother.
Well, what?
No.
What?
No, nothing.
Oh, honey.
Okay.
I'll make cheese balls.
Great. Can't wait. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye now. I love you,
bye
honey.
Now. Love you too,
okay,
Mom.
Bye
okay.
Now.
Bye now. The 33rd, 44th, 43rd regulars here. Mr. Chris Sebold playing the guitar here today. Mr. Richard Crean down here in the mandolin and the fiddle. Mr. Jeff Carney back on the bass. Ray Marchica on the drums. Eugene Friesen back here on the cello. Rich Dworsky at the piano. What a great band. We're coming here with a word from our sponsor. The Hotel Renee.
I am traveling, always traveling to some place far away. In the air and by limo and taxi. I am tired, but I'm wired at the end of the day. And I always am happy to my hotel, a room in the city, ring-a-ling, hear it ring, room service bringing a tray.
Yes, the Hotel Renee is much like any fine hotel. The luxurious bed, the heavy shades, the tub and shower, the thick walls, the deep carpet. But one thing is different, and that is the absence of music playing from little speakers in the lobby or the elevators, and no radio in the room. The bar is quiet, and the cafe...
There is no background music in the Hotel Renee. Never. The dining room is quiet, like a chapel. And the waiters in the cafe do not introduce themselves, nor do they come over to your table and look at your plate and say, "Are you still working on that?" And every room has a view, no air shafts.
There are Hyatts and Four Seasons and there's Ritz-Carlton too. And of course there's the Waldorf Astoria. But my favorite is the hotel of quiet good taste. And I'll always stay at the Rene.
My hotel, my hotel. A quiet room in the city. No music, no soundtrack, and nobody gets in your way.
The Hotel Rene. Look for it whenever you go to a city where there's an opera house. And now here is the song that you sang on the float.
Yes.
With skaters in the rain.
I just wanted you all to attest that I have dry hair today. So.
In the cold.
Yes.
Thanks for
We're going to try it again.
Renee Fleming.
Sleigh bells ring, I listen. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say no. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I'm married, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face and afraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter. It's a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter and he sings a love song. As we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Goodbye now.
Renee Fleming, Christmas in New York. Winter Wonderland. Oh, those household names in British rock and roll. Those household names you could bring out. They all know who this guy is. This is the smart guy. This is the guy who shows people how to write songs and who produces their albums. And what a wonderful thing that he has his own career with a guitar himself and the great songs that he himself has written. So pleased to have him with us, Nick Lowe.
I'm so glad to hear about the true happiness you found and how your wretched life has been turned around. I can contrive a tear of joy for your empty nights now at an end. But what I really want to know is, has she got a friend? I'm in wonderment and awe as you tell it all anew. But I've got one eye on the door, praying someone will walk through. I've got the other eye on my watch. Is it really nearly 10? Let's cut to the chase, pal. Has she got a friend? I don't wanna come on strong, but can't we move this along? Can't you see that it could be she who lent my misery? Heaven's never seen the like. Here you go again. When all I wanna hear from you is, has she got a friend? Checking my watch, Lord, it says it's after 10, when all I wanna know is, has she got a friend? Has she got a friend? Has she got a friend? Dollar short of happy, can I get one from you? A dollar short on Christmas, just a smile won't do. Standing on the corner with my dog named Blue, she don't know it's Christmas, so it's down to you. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, turn a darker gray than any Russian playwright would allow. Although it's been said many times, many ways, I'm a dollar short of happy. You pulled up to the light, the phone up to your ear. The deal has fallen through, your job has gone. An unfamiliar look of pain on your face then did appear. How you gonna tell the folks at home? No more private schools or exercise machines. No more crazy nannies getting high in the SUV. Meet me on the corner, we'll get along somehow. A dollar short of happy. A dollar short of happy now.
What can I glow? A dollar short of half a man. Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out on the edge of the prairie. It was good and cold on Thanksgiving Day, which was good. It just made it to Thanksgiving feel more necessary somehow. It sort of pulled people in together. We sat in tight around the Thanksgiving table, and it just made it seem more reasonable that you should wallop down that enormous meal. Thanksgiving has changed forever. Those great empresses and the great dowager queens of Thanksgiving are all gone now, who used to rule the kitchen with an absolute autocratic hand and would not allow younger women to so much as boil water or butter bread because they would be incapable. And those women are all gone now and dead and buried. And this whole new generation of women who were not allowed to so much as whip potatoes for fear that something would explode without direct supervision, they are now in charge of everything. And the result is that in many homes, Thanksgiving dinner is now ordered online, and it's delivered by UPS, and you just warm it up, and you put it on the table without apology whatsoever. And this is especially true in families where intermarriage has brought in eating disorders from the outside, and you know, some can eat no lean and some can eat no fat, and you can't eat carbs, you can't eat glutens, and you're vegan, you're pescatarian, vegetarian, whatever the deal is. And with online delivery, you just check off the boxes and it comes to you all set. And the result of it is that this has destroyed the social order in the home around Thanksgiving. The women were in charge. Nobody was in any doubt about this. They were the providers of the feast. They were in the kitchen. Men were not allowed in the kitchen any more than dogs were, or cattle or other livestock. Men sat off in an adjoining room and they watched football or something on TV. And now everybody is thrown in together and we have to establish a pecking order, a hierarchy, and primacy. And we do it in brutal, brutal ways to by one-upping people. And somebody mentions in the course of dinner that they just finished reading Moby Dick and it wasn't that hard. I mean, this is to put everybody else down around the table. They've just gotten back from South America and they hiked to Machu Picchu, you know, whatever. You have a gallbladder operation and it's gone and you're just fine. This is how you establish your superiority now that these lines have been erased, you know, or you have the most peculiar food allergy of anybody at the table. And you can only eat fava beans that have been peeled by you yourself, and you sit there in the corner, you're wearing a diving mask, and you're taking liquids through an IV. I mean, this is what has happened to Thanksgiving. The day that I knew has gone to the dogs. It's just completely gone. Our aunts were great artists, and they did not pass on their art. I spent 2 hours Wednesday night trying to make a grape salad. Grape salad is sort of the iconic dish of Minnesota. My mother made this fabulous grape salad, and everybody in Minnesota eats grape salad for Thanksgiving. And mine came out. I've tasted silage from a silo that was better than this grape's. And now we have these hyphenated, bifurcated Thanksgivings where you go to her family on Thursday and you go to his family on Saturday or Friday or whenever it is, and which we never used to do. Back in the day, you made this painful, permanent decision. And even if it resulted in an agony of recrimination and perhaps suicide attempts, I don't know, alcoholism, eventual divorce, nonetheless, you stuck with this decision that you made. And now you've got families driving all over, just biting their lips until they practically fall off, and children growing up angry and resentful who will need to see therapists about this. And it's just so incredibly stressful. Not that there was not cruelty back in the day. There was. My sister recently told me that every year when she and I shared a wishbone and made a wish, that she always knew which leg of the wishbone to pull in order to get the joint and thereby get the wish. She always knew, and she, it was rigged against me. I never won. I grew up with this sense of defeat, of permanent defeat, that life was closed off to me, and now here I am, an old man, and it's just too late for me. And I don't know, it all comes back to me around Thanksgiving. For that and for many reasons, I just am really thankful that Thanksgiving is over. I know that other people share that feeling, even though you don't dare say so, but it's a very difficult day. You sit there trying to make conversation, and you're thinking, if only I were alone in a hotel room with a book. Your guests, they come, they're always in a big, wonderful mood because they didn't have to cook this. And they come on time, and you and your spouse, you're still hissing at each other, and you're throwing breadcrumbs into a bowl and trying to mix it with lard or whatever, and you're still in your pajamas, and the guests wanted to bring things, and so they do, and they bring these interesting dishes, always something odd, you know. They bring a stuffing with dried apricots and prunes in it, and as a result of this, people are disappearing from the table all afternoon. There's a sound of flushing down the hall. Somebody brings a pumpkin pie that's layered with cream cheese and with caramelized marshmallow. It's just not a good idea, but you eat some and you're aware of it for the next 2 days. Your sister-in-law, whose house you were at last year for the Cajun turkey, the deep-fried Cajun turkey, which was very memorable, she comes this year with cranberries in a clam sauce. Whoa! After a dinner like that, it's not easy to go around the table and each person say what you're thankful for. It just doesn't come naturally. It's a tradition in many homes. I try to avoid it whenever possible. Some homes you're required to hold hands while you go around and everybody says what they're thankful for. I would rather walk barefoot on gravel than do this. It's a form of terrorism is what it is. And people try to think of something to say. Most people say family and friends, you know, or family and loved ones, as if that were two separate things. I want to say flush toilets, flush toilets. This is, some people burst into tears, which is kind of show-offy, I think. But anyway, I just miss the old Thanksgiving. Men had no responsibility other than to just sit quietly and not spill on themselves on the sofa. And your aunts, your Aunt Eleanor, your Aunt Josephine, your Aunt Myrna, your Marjorie, Beatrice, Mary, they were all in there, and the smells were just gorgeous. Men were not allowed to, what are you doing in here? What are you doing in the refrigerator? I've got that all organized. You want a beer? Just tell me. I'll bring you a beer. Go on, get out of here. We'll have dinner ready. And then we sat down for just a little quick blessing, you know, Lord, we thank thee for this food, for every blessing, every good, for earthly sustenance and love bestowed on us from heaven above. Be present at our table, Lord, be here and everywhere, adore thy children, bless and grant that we may feast in paradise with thee. Amen. And we sat down and we ate the food. I mean, it was a ritual. It was a ritual, like the Lord's Prayer. I mean, you don't toss in new stuff into the Lord's Prayer, do you? You don't throw in some prophecy or anything? No. And now those ants and their beautiful Thanksgiving, they are all gone, all gone. My mother lost interest in cooking around the age of 93. And for her last few Thanksgivings, her children tried to put together the dinner for her. We had never been taught how to do it. And somehow McTurkey and frozen dressing and cranberry from a can just did not appeal to her personally. And I feel that dementia was just her way of avoiding us. She wanted to go off in her own world. Anyway, it's all over. It's all over Thanksgiving, thank goodness. It's all dark at night now, and the lake is all frozen, and there's fresh snow. There's a scent of pine in the air, and the windows are steamed up, and it's just very peaceful and beautiful. The volunteer firemen have flooded the rink, and now there is skating, and life goes on, and the great nebulae turn in the sky, and the stars spiral centuries and centuries away out there in this great vasture and grandeur. And here we sit, we small-minded people. We are who we are. Sumus quod sumus. That's our byword in Lake Wobegon. And I just don't know what to do about the fact that she knew all those years which end of the wishbone to grasp. I just don't know what to do with this, being left with the short end of the stick. All those years, what effect it has had on me. I just want to thank you for listening to me and letting me talk about this. And if you should ever have your own radio show where people pay money to come and hear you complain about your life, right? I will be there. That's the news from Lake Wobegon. All the women are strong, all the men are good looking, all the children are above average. She wrote that tune called Charlie's Waltz. Thank you, Rich. Such a pleasure to have her with us here, busy as she is, to make time on her Saturday to come and sing with us, preparing The Merry Widow over at the Met and off to the Lyric Opera in Chicago to get ready a new opera
based on a book by her friend Ann Patchett, Bel Canto, working in Chicago with Yo-Yo Ma and Mayor Rahm Emanuel, raising $500,000 for arts education in the schools, about to go off on a tour of recitals all up and down the East Coast, and Lord knows what else. But she was well brought up. Her mother is right here in the audience, Patricia. And
hi, Mom.
You're set on your way early in your life.
That's right, that's right. She's a voice teacher, and I come by it honestly.
And what choice did you have?
Yes, I'm an indentured servant, it's true.
Renee Fleming.
This is a song by America's, one of our greatest songwriters, Paul Simon. Love in Hard Times. Brad Meldow.
God and His only Son paid a courtesy call on earth one Sunday morning. Orange blossoms open their fragrance. Songbirds sing from the tips of cottonwoods. Old folks wept for His love in these hard times. Well, we gotta get going, said the restless Lord to the sun. There are galaxies yet to be born. Creation is never done. Anyway, these people are slobs here. If we say it's bound to be a mob scene, but disappear. And it's love and heart times. I loved you the first time I saw you. I know that's an old songwriting cliche. Loved you the first time I saw you. Can't describe it any other way. Any other way. The light of your beauty was warm as a summer's day. Clouds of antelope roll by, no hint of rain to come in the prairie sky. It's just love, 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 love. When the rains come, the tears burn, windows rattled, locks turn. It's easy to be generous when you're on a roll. It's hard to be grateful when you're out of control. Gone. The light at the edge of the curtain is the quiet dawn. The bedroom breathes and clicks and clacks. Uneasy heartbeat can't relax. But then your hand takes mine. Thank God I found you in time. Thank God I found you. Thank God I found you.
Renee Fleming, a song by Paul Simon. The woman definitely has a future. I want to thank her for being with us on our show, and thanks so much to Nick Lowe, and good luck to him and his concerts over in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, and wherever he is. And this fine band back here, Miss Eugene Friesen back here on the cello. We never had a cello in the band before. That's so great. Jeff Carney, Richard Kane. Thank you, Chris Siebold, and Mr. Marchica, Ray Marchica back there. And Mr. Dwarski as well, our radio acting company, Sue Scott and Tim Russell. And Mr. Fred Newman, thank you so much for canceling your gig there at the Sands there in Des Moines and coming back to
it was your big
piano lounge debut there, and would have been great. It is great.
Well, thank you. Huh? Thank you.
Are you about to sing?
I'm about to sing, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Give me a key.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Make us a sound. You're the piano man. Whoop, sound effects man. Make us a sound tonight.
Make us a sound tonight.
We're all in the mood for an elephant. Or maybe a seagull and fly.
All right, Mr. Fred Newman. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's our show from the Town Hall here on West 43rd Street, New York City. Our producer, technical director is Sam Hudson. Our director is Dan Rawls. The show is written by Sarah Bellum. Broadcast transmission engineer is Thomas Scheutzker. Our stage manager, Albert Webster, and our lighting designer, stage manager, Janice Kaiser. House sound engineer out in the house is Tony Axtell. Our music producer is Catherine Schlesher. Our researchers, Alan Burkhardt, Holly Harden, Laura Buchholz, and Olivia Pelham. Our script supervisor, Ella Shuvanik. Our production assistants are Bunky Runzer and Kevin Olson. And our tour wranglers are Carolyn Haunt, so good to have her back with us, and Deborah Beck. Special thanks to Holiday Vacations for their continued support. God knows why they stick with us, but somehow they do. And thanks to our listeners on WNYC here in New York. Oh, Renee, coming. Oh, I just have to mingle my voice with you just one more time. Just. You can hum along with this. You know this. You don't know you know it, but you do know it.
Still, you can hear the falling snow. For all is hushed, the world is sleeping. Shining star, its vigil creeping. Still, 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 you can hear the falling snow. Dream, dream, dream of the Christmas day to come. While guardian angels without number watch you as you sweetly slumber. Dream, dream, dream of the Christmas day.
From the Town Hall here on West 43rd Street. Thanks again to Nick Lowe, this fine band, the 43rd Street Regulars. Thanks to Renee Fleming. Good night, everybody. Good night now.
American Public Media.